Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Resh Chaf Hei Omud Aleph. We are in the middle of the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura, towards the end of Simin Shin Samach Gimel. We begin on the very top line with the Mechaber Sif Lamed Aleph. The Mechaber starts off and tells us, Hemid Lechi Be'em Tza Mavoy. We've been talking here about the Alochas of a Mavoy, and now the person wants to put the Lechi that's going to be Matir, the fourth wall, the open wall of the Mavoy, by placing it not at the edge of the Mavoy, where it enters into the Rishus HaRabim or to the Carmelis, but he places it in the middle of the Mavoy. So the Mechaber tells us this is good, but only under certain circumstances. He says, "Im yesh chotzer me halechi v'lechutz." If where you place the lechi, there still is going to be chotzer beyond that. V'asu gam hachitzonim lechi l'rosh ha'mavi, and the people that have opened into that area also put another lechi towards the end of the mavi. So now you have a lechi in the middle of the mavi for the first half, so to say, of the mavi, and the people have entrance rights there. And now you have a second lechi towards the end of the mavi, and the people in the second half have entrance rights over there. So what you paradoxically have over here is ruined it for both. Ostrum elu aleilu, both areas have ruined it for the other area. Unless they make an Erev together, once they make an Erev together, it's really a Shituf Mavoyos over here, then they would be allowed to carry within the entire area and from their houses and Chotzer into the Mavoy. Let's understand this better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Chav Zayin. Rotsa Lomer, he's telling us, the Mechaber over here is telling us, Sheyishtatfu Yachad, in order for this to be good, they have to make a Shituf Mavoyos, which is the same thing like an Eruv Chatzeros, except that's what you do for a Mavoy. And the reasoning is, V'tama Dover, Dihinei Derech HaMavos Li'achar Shetiknum Belechi Yokor. He says, normally, when you have a Mavoy and you've corrected it, i.e. you've closed halachically the fourth side, either with a Lechi or a Kor, as we've been talking about, so then all of the people within that area need to make a shituf mavoyos lishtatev kol adarim b'maviyachet. They have to all be partners together, so to say, in that area. Otherwise, the kishalo yishtatvu, if you don't make a shituf mavoyos, you asurim lahotzi me'achatzeros l'mavi. Then they wouldn't be allowed to go carry from the chotzer into the mavi, from the mavi back into the chotzer. And therefore, v'kivon shehahergal kainu, and this is the normal way that people work and live in those areas, shuv asurim b'nei mavi lecholik lechatzoyim v'lasos kolechot shituf b'nei. Therefore, since they have the ability to go from one area into the other, and there is no blockage, so to say, there's no mechitza or real wall in between them, so therefore, if they don't make a sheet of mavoyos, they actually will ruin it for each other. And therefore, mishum dehevi kemavoy sheshochach echo menachatzeros v'lo nishtat v'bo the osra akula. This would be no different than if you had one of the chatzeros that didn't make a shituf mavoyos with all of the other chatzeros into the mavoy, so then that one chatzer ruins it for everybody else. So to over here, without doing a shituf mavoyos over here, the outer half, so to say, has ruined it for the inner half, and the inner half is ruined by the outer half, since they each have access to each other physically, and if they don't make a shituf mavoyos, that will ruin it for carrying from the chatzer into the mavoy and mavoy back into the chatzer for everybody. However, v'in ein shom chotzer, if that second half doesn't have any chotzer opening up into that second half of the mavoy, or alternatively, o sheyesh chotzer, there is a chotzer over there, however, v'lo asu achitzonim lechi l'rosh ha'mavoy, but they didn't use the end of the mavoy by putting a lechi over there, and therefore, they don't have access rights into that area to carry, because they haven't put a lechi over there. So in other words, there either is no chotzer that has an opening into that mavoy, or the chotzer that does have an opening into the mavoy has not chosen to use it, because they didn't put in a lechi over there. In this situation, the middle lechi, the one that we talked about that was put in not in the end of the mavoy, but in the middle of the mavoy, will work for that group, for that point inwards. That half inwards is perfectly good. But you wouldn't be allowed to carry in the rest of the mavoy from the lechi to the second half of the mavoy. That would not be allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Chav Ches, the kivon shelo asu lechi, v'ein yichol l'tal to b'mavi. Since in the case that we're talking about, there was no entrance from the chotzer into the mavi, or they didn't put a lechi over there, so they're not allowed to go and carry from their chotzer into the mavi. So it therefore doesn't ruin it. In kain, einam ru'uyim l'shtativ yachad, and therefore they wouldn't even be allowed to make a shituf mavayos in this situation, and therefore it doesn't ruin it. Lochein ein b'kochon lesser alapnimus. Therefore, they don't have the ability to ruin it for the people in the earlier part of the mavui. V'afilu yeshlam drisas aregel alem. And even if they have the rights to walk there, but nevertheless, since they didn't make the lechi over there, it doesn't ruin it. And this is brought down in the Prima Garden. And therefore, kuf chav tes. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and kuf chav tes. The chashvinon ki ilu hamavui hischil min halechi v'lefim. For our practical purposes, it looks like the mavoy only exists from the midpoint lechi and inwards, and the rest of it is not having a lechi over there, and it's not ruined by the other dwellers in the second half. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Aval im asu b'emtza shnei pasim. But if, however, they had done something different, instead of putting in the lechi in the middle, instead they put in two pasim, in other words, a lechi of a mashu on each side, or alternatively, opas arba, or they put in a single board that was four tfachim, arba tfachim. So im eino rochav yosem yese, if the opening is not more than 10 amos, or alternatively, if it is more than 10 amos, osha asu tzuras ha-pesach, im hu rochav yosem yese, and they enclosed it with a full halachically wall, which is a tzuras ha-pesach that we've been talking about, then in this situation, afilu m'yesh chotzer mehatikun l'chutz, here, since they made this in the middle, and it is a full-fledged mechitza, therefore the outer part won't ruin it for them. V'asu gam hachitzonim tikun rosh l'rosh ha-mavoy, and if the people in the outer half also made a tikun at the head of the mavoy, so then now each separate section of the mavoy is totally independent of the other. They can make an eruv and be all permissible together, or they each have their own area. They can carry from their chotzer into their half of the mavoy, and each one doesn't ruin it for the other one. Now, why is this so? So let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah to see a couple of additional details. So in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kuf Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Bezeh Mischalkin Harishuas Mihadodi, by making this either two pasim of a mashahu or the pasar ba in the middle of the mavi, it separates the first half of the mavi from the second half of the mavi. V'havi ki'ilu mechitza b'neim, it makes as if there's a real wall between them, v'en yecholim lesar elu al elu, and in this situation, one doesn't automatically ruin it with the other. V'davka kishe'en lohem drisas arego, but this situation, the only reason it doesn't ruin it is because they don't have the right to go there. They can't enter one to the other. They don't have the right to do so. And this is a situation, for example, kigon sheyesh lem pesach acher. They have a different entranceway. Avol b'lav hochi. Then, if they don't have a different entranceway, afilu delas lomani. Then, even if there's a door over there, a real full-fledged door, nevertheless, they would have the right to go from one to the other if they have drisus haregel rights. And in that situation, one would ruin it for the other. The issue, footnote number 129, explains this over here, and he says this is similar to a mavoi shepsuchim lo chatzeros. You have a mavoi that has into it many chatzeros. Shemlo ishtatfu, if each of the chatzeros didn't participate in the shita from mavoyos, each chatzer can ruin it for the other one, even though they have a doorway in between them, if they have the right to travel from their chatzer into the mavoi. And then, even if it's enclosed, then they could ruin it for the other if it's enclosed with a door or a pesach of some sort. Mishnah Berurah continues in Siv Katan Kuf Lamed Aleph. You could put in two pasit over here. That's the two lechis I mentioned. Shel mashahui, and each one is a mashahu. Mashu mikan, umashu mikan. I have a little bit on one side, a little bit on the other side. That works as well. Vafilu chotzer yicholim lechalek b'chihai gavna, and a chotzer is allowed to be demarcated and separated in this fashion with a lechi on each side. He then tells us another din. Ir hamukefes chomer. If you have a walled city, v'ninalu hapsochim b'layla, and the doors are closed at night time. However, upesach echod einu nilal, but one of the doorways is not closed. Mikol makom heve kelechi ayde pesach ahu. Nevertheless, this is considered closed because the door itself functions as a lechi. And therefore, in this situation, you can't say that this is a separate half of the city, and that's a separate half of the city, and one doesn't ruin it on the other. However, avolim nifrat spiritza, if you have a real breach over here between the two, then batel hachshera, this would ruin it. And we'll learn, ayin simin shin samachay, we're going to learn these dinim sif beis over there, ayde ezo piritza batel hachshera. What are the rules of this piritza? We'll wait till we get there. So in this situation, batel hachshera shalair, v'cholun lari chetza ulhania chetza. In this situation, you could separately enclose each side, and they can have their own separate eruv in this situation. You have essentially ruined this being a totally enclosed area, and then each area can be separately enclosed, and it wouldn't be ruined by the other area. Now we go to Sif Lamed Beis. Mechaber tells us, that which we just talked about in Sif Lamed Aleph, where we said, under certain situations, putting a lechi in the middle of the mavi would work, the same exact halach applies if instead of a lechi, we had put a korah over there. But then the Mechaber says, this all of these dinim, however, this has to be that in the part that you're calling half of the mavui, it meets all of the halachic criteria of a mavui. What do we mean by this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Lamed Beis says, "V'hai v'chol zeh," that which we said, all of these dinim. So what does that mean? That goes, "Koi amashir shaynu behemid lechi beemtza mavi kishelo asu lechi b'rosh mavi." We were talking here about where you only had the lechi in the middle of the mavi, and you didn't have the lechi at the end of the mavi. The ka'amar dehu davko shebechatzi amavi zeh levad gam kin yeshelov shei mavi. This will only work either by putting a lechi in the middle or a korah in the middle. It only works over here if it has the halachic status of being a mavoi on that inner half of the mavoi. The yesh lo kol ha-tanayim ha-tzarech l'zeh will have all of the conditions that are necessary for this, which we'll say in a moment. Ukid masayim ha-shulchan aruch umoch kikosav le'el b'sif chavav, as we've already learned in sif chavav, and we're going to learn in a moment here in the continuation of sif lamed beis. Because halav hachi, if you don't have the status of being a mavoi, yesh lo din chatzir, then it's a chatzir, it's aruch pas mashu v'chulei. Then you have different halachos over here, and it's inadequate to have over here a single lechi or a korah. Ukedileel besif beis, as we've already learned previously at the beginning of this siman. We're not talking here about where you had a lechi in the middle and a lechi at the end. Because then, in each half, if they're all being combined together, each half doesn't have to have the halachic status of a mavi. As long as the entire thing has the halachic status of a mavi, you're okay. He brings out from the Prima Gadim, as I just said, that then the entire mavi is looked at as a single entity, not as two halves. But if you're viewing each half separately, then each half has to meet the criteria of a mavi. And he says further, Ayin Shom Mashakosav Obezeh. Look in the Prima Gadim for additional details. Now we go back to the Mechaber, who tells us what these Tanoim are to be called a Mavoi. He reminds us that we said, Mavoi, Hamuch Shetores Mavoi. It has to be called a Mavoi. For example, Shelo Yehi Arko Pochos Mi'arba Amos. It can't have the length over here of the Mavoi being less than 4 Amos. The minimum size of the longitudinal axis has to be at least 4 Amos. Furthermore, Vishi Arko Yosir Arochbo. The length has to be greater than the width. If the width is equal to or greater than the length, then it's called a Chotzer. Furthermore, v'shiyu batim v'chatzeros v'suchel masocho. You have to have houses that open up into a chatzer, and the chatzers have to open up into the mavoi. You need at least 2 chatzeros into the mavoi, and each chatzer has to have 2 houses. Ha'lav hachi, and if you don't meet these criteria, then tzarech pas mashu mikan u'pas mashu mikan. Then it's not enough to have 1 lechi, you need to have a lechi on each side, or opas arbo b'tzad echot, or to have a full-fledged 4 tefach board on one side. And this is, again, something that we learned previously. In order to be called the Mavoi, you need to have certain characteristics, otherwise you're a Chatzer. A Chatzer has stricter dinim than the Mavoi, as we've already mentioned many times in this siman. Now we go to Sif Lamed Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Mavoi shehu rochav esrim amos. If you have a Mavoi that is wide 20 amos, in other words, the open side entering into the Mavoi is 20 amos wide. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Gimel explains, Umayri, that we're talking here, She'ena rotza lasos tzuras ha-pesach b'ves ha-mavi. Now you can easily enclose this halachically by just making it tzuras ha-pesach over there, a vertical post on each side with a horizontal string or post going all the way across, and that would fully halachically enclose it. But you don't want to do that for whatever the reason. The Zemahani, if you did it tzuras ha-pesach, avilu rochav ha-mavi kamoi, then you can have it as wide as the mavi is, you can enclose it with a tzuras ha-pesach, as we've already learned as well, kidil el b'sof siv chavav. So here, for whatever the reason, you did not want to make it source of Pesach. So Mechaba says, how do you make this 20 amma wide open mavui work over here to be enclosed? So he says, Ose pas rochav arba amos. You have to go make a pas that is 4 amos. And you can see a diagram of this in Dirshu footnote number 131. So you see, you put that big long board, which is 4 amos long, and it's 10 tfachim high. Rochav arba amos umamido bem. So you put it right plop in the middle, 10 amos to the left, 10 amos to the right of it. The choshev kol tzad mitzid de hapas kemavoi bifnei atzmo. And what you've done now is create 2 separate mavois over here, each being 10 amos wide in its open front, and each mavoi is separated from the other mavoi with this dalit amos board that is 10 tvachim tall. Kivan sharech hapas arba amos, since this board is 4 amos long, it's a full mechitza between these 2 mavois, v'yiten korah b'rosho. And now you can go put a single beam that runs all the way from the left wall all the way to the right wall, going over this pas of dalit amos, and that will therefore function as a korah halachically that went from the wall until the other wall, which is the 4 amma board, and then the korah goes from the 4 amma board to the other wall, and therefore you have 2 separate korahs over here, each enclosing its own separate mavoi. The fact that the 2 mavois meet in the back, we'll talk about in a moment, but that's not a problem. Furthermore, the Mechaber says, in order for this to work, v'tzarech lizar, you have to be very careful, shetei ha-korah munachas ala pas, oto shlosh ha-tvachim. In order for this to work, it has to make sure that the korah goes over this board that is dalet amos in the middle of the mavoi, which is functioning as the wall of each separate 10 amma mavoi. So this middle wall is going to be, looking at it from the mavoi on the left, the right-sided wall, and looking at it from the mavoi on the right, it's going to be the left-sided wall. And therefore, the korah has to go from wall to wall. So this four amapas in the middle is going to be the wall, the right wall of the left mavui, and it's going to be the wall, the left wall of the right mavui. And therefore, the korah has to go from the wall to the wall. And in this situation, the korah is going from the real wall that you can see in the diagram to this Dalit Amapas, that's one Mavui, with the Korah going from wall to wall, and then it goes on the right Mavui over here, from the middle Dalit Amapas to the right real wall over here, that's the other Mavui, and it's going from wall to wall, so the Korah is a perfectly good Korah. Alternatively, as the Mechaber told us, Oto Shlosha Tvachim, as long as it's within three Tvachim, through the principle of Lavud, it's considered to being directly resting on the wall. Mishra Berurah explains, as if cut in Kuf Lamedali, why does this pas in the middle over here have to be Dalit Amos? Well, but Pachas Mekan Lo Mahani, if it's less than four Amos in its length, it's not going to be good. Afu Bishakol Tzad Hu Pachas Mieser, even if each side was less than 10 Amos, but the total width over here was going to be more than 10 Amos, that wouldn't be good. Da'asi Avira Dahai Gisa U Dahai Gisa Umavatala, because in this situation, if it's less than four Amos, it's going to be nullified by the airspace on each side of it. To the left and to the right of it, it would nullify it. As opposed to Masha'e Ken Kishosei Aruch of Arba Amos, when it's four Amos long, it has shir meshech kosel mavoi. It now has the halachic status of being the wall of the mavoi, as we've already learned in Chanal B'siv Chavav, and therefore it's not nullified. A wall isn't nullified over here if it's a real wall. Ein avir shemikan umikan yochel levatlo. So the two spaces to the left and the right of it don't nullify it. Shein avir yochel levatlo kosel mavoi, because airspace can't be mavato, a wall of a mavoi. When we say in the middle over here, it means in the longitudinal axis over here, it's split right in the middle between the left real wall and the right real wall. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kuf Lamed Hei also points out this middle four amma pass, as I've mentioned already, has to be at least 10 tvachim tall. Uchidin kosel shemavoi, as every wall has to be 10 tvachim tall in order to be a full wall. And also, this was explained in Chanal B'Siv Chavav. Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah explains, as I mentioned several times already, the Korah has to go from one wall to the other wall in order for it to work. And in this situation, the middle pas that's Dalit Amos functions as the wall of the left Mavi and the wall of the right Mavi. And Hu Adin Shiochol L'Saknim Aydei L'Choyim. You could have made two Lechis over here, that would have been perfectly good as well. Lechim Mikan V'Lechim Mikan, that would have been alternatively just as good. And you can see a diagram of this in Dirushu footnote number 135. Instead of having the Korah, two lechis over there would function just as well. Alternatively, O lechi bi'echod v'korah bi'echod. Alternatively, one of the mavis could be matted with a lechi, and the other mavi with a Korah, and vice versa. Ha'inu shirosh echod al kosel mavi b'roshu asheni al pas. As long as you had the Korah going from one of the walls to the pas, that would be fine for that side, and the other side could be a lechi, kishar mavos, like any other mavi. Mechaber adds and he says, "V'tzaruch shei b'chol mavi b'shnei elu shapas mafsik b'neim bati mechaser b'suchim l'socho." And each of these two halves now, each which is now functioning as a full mavi, has to make sure that you have all the conditions that we've talked about for a mavi present in that half. So you have to have houses opening into chotzers and the two chotzeros b'suchim l'socho. The whole tenoi mavi have to be here as well. We've missed one Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Zayin tells us that Lafuke imapas nomuch. If the pas in the middle would be more than three tvachim away from the korah, it wouldn't be good. Afsha korah magas bakosel zeh adakosel shechenegdo lomahani. If, for example, in the diagram in Dirshu footnote 131, it did not touch within three tvachim of the wall in the middle, even though it touched on the two left and right walls, the real walls over there, it wouldn't work. The hare ayide hapas nechshav kishtei mavos. It's only because of that pas that it's considered two separate mavos. The hu choshev kikosel, and it's functioning as a wall. Vim kein kol mavi in a korish lo munach rak ala kosel echod. And in this situation, if you didn't have it touching the middle wall or within three tvachim of that middle wall, it wouldn't function as a wall, and therefore you would now have not two separate mavos, but one big mavo over here, and you'd have the problem that it's 20 amma wide. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Ches says, as long as it's within three tvachim, to have a kolavut, it would be fine as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kuf Lamed Tes says you have to have all the tanaim of a mavi over here that we've already learned previously today, as well as hamavu le'el b'siv chavav. The lav hachi, if you don't have all the conditions of a mavi in each half over here, making them each into a full mavi, dino kichotzer. Again, we have a problem that its halachic status would be like a chotzer, then korah mo'obo, and a korah won't help for that. Elo, you need to put up either shnei l'chayim, a lechi on each side, shomashu b'shnei tzidav, at least having a little bit of something on each side, or you could use other things that we've mentioned for a chotzer, kimavu le'el b'siv base. All of this was discussed previously over there. With that, we conclude today's shiur.